Shir Mem in Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva, Yod Gimel Tzivan HaTov Shir Mem Hei, June 2nd, 1985, continued.
What does it mean to hold it? Now, I mentioned more than once the Shir Saram, that everything in every aloha that is used for the meaning Shatir and precious bread. For the meaning Shatir and precious bread. So, has it been of the rest? It's not just a question, you know, of nomenclature, of calling. You call it whatever you want. No, of the deed. It has been of the same. Doesn't mean has to show it that Yushi Kesef is Mami Yushi, has to show it. The Rambam is made it that he can be sure of the king with Eshes to the king. And there is somebody who can come in there, so the whole time is that has to show Yushi Rambam. The Rambam will call it Rambam. The Rambam calls it. The Rambam calls it. But there are two types of this. There are the different like there are from Europe, Hanke, where they are calling one second. And there's another type of music, which is the right set. But the same thing the Hakomi did use for the mini Shatel version. So it's not just a question. So Rosh Rambam is in the Sishes. But Kesef, we didn't tell with the same thing, we didn't tell. In other words, you shouldn't have to show anything, it's not with the same. But it doesn't mean just the name of the same thing. No, there are two categories of the Rises. There is one category of the Rises, as the Rambam explained it in the Commentaries, which are implicit in the traditional court. And there is another category of the Rises, which is also much more Islamic court. But it's not implicit in the traditional court, but it is Rashi, in the Drosh, in the office. In the office. And there is nothing. And I know too much between the Rises that are implicit in the traditional court and the Rises that are implicit in the Rashi. In regard to evil life, the mystery is well shown. So the Rambam says, if somebody takes his way to eat because I see the way it is well shown, if my car is well shown, his high mark is well shown, he takes his way to eat, hot is the ice in the way, even though hot is here, it does not draw. So the shwe is how, not the shwe shom, it's how. And he has to get a Torah from that issue. So the Rambam explained why, but what is here does not only pass away. So the answer is because it's not before it's deduced for the Midrash of the Midrash called Chayot. So it's not just a question of nomenclature, of calling the names. No, it's a separate category of things. Then another that divided between the vices that are implicit in the tradition and the vices that are implicit in the Rashi, as we said, is in regard to mutif shimshim v'olim zidi. If women are accustomed not to be basic in Chilul HaKodesh, Erev Kippur, so we shouldn't make an issue of it. But if Chas V'Shalom women would be accustomed to eat Yom Kippur itself, so we have to make a step. So she would say, why? Because the deal of things is not important. So it is used to the offices, it's not written explicitly in the Torah. The listeners of the Seychem, the Yisrael HaKodesh, the Erev, Bandera, Tidu, Shamatchem, the Yisrael HaKodesh Nisani, Svam, the Kassir Nisani, Kol Eichu, the Prince, the Chim, Maola, Kosum, to Nisani, Chim, Vasir, that's not true, Shemiko, it's a flash. It's MS, it's much more Islamic. But So without some familiarizing that is not mentioned in the tradition we call. So we say ministry in shading or not in the ministry, but let's say something that is not in the place at all, some of the recent daylight, some of the community center tools. He said, and through the scandal, we will be able to stop it. Because even by making the scandal, we won't be able to stop it. So then there's a lot of change in the name of the Vahanishma, Kahmi to show you the name of the Roshan. So that nothing is. So apparently, the Shita of Mahdi is similar to the Shita of Ram. But one day, according to the Rambam, so all the alohas that are included, not in the tradition, but in the Mishapir version, they haven't been of the same thing. According to the Mari, Kalchema has been listed, because all of them don't ask, even though it's also Mashmoy Samitwa, but since the Tzodom don't ask me, it doesn't have to be based upon the whole of Mishri Sinai. So the melee, it's a special category. Machine is a shogel, it has to be based upon Kabbalah, Mishri Sinai. And even Chachma Kabbalah, without the Kabbalah, this person, that person, have to be deduced one from the other to a shogel. So the melee is considered like Shuddish only. So it's like the device that is implicit in the tradition. The tradition. Remember, when we want to discuss the Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam says that the Rishikesim will be the same. So the Chachma Luni inquired him, I thought he was shown, and then the Philip Skile and the Shishish, who became Kodeshes with the Rishikesim. And then another kasha that the Chachma Luni inquired the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that Bia and the Shtar of the Reis, the Gamma, the Kese, the Intego, but the Lezi. One of Mishlein and Bia of Bola, it was Baal, so it's mentioned explicitly. So the Rambam in God, the first question, the first query, the Rambam says in the truth of Rachel Ruhu, was anything that he produced the Yiddish film Rashid Ben is not a rice. It doesn't mean Chachashayim not a rice. It's not the same level of the rice as those halachas that are implicit in the film. But then the other query, he says, it's a very good query. But the reason is why he designated Bishi Shah, the Eisen Manish, like Bishi Dir. You know what you say? Because of the Mori. Because of the Mori, that test, I'm going to turn to the Mori, that test. It would be, I'll just run away. Just to the first time. No, 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 no יום הכל, בול הסבל, למה משנס לבל זה דילה? אולו, רב זה רב, בואי רב, ושלוח יש רבי יחד קודו, ששון הרב לבואלו, מלמה שיש רבי, אם לא עושה רב, אני קראת לבואו, כמה שלום, מצל רבר למאמו, אם כנער עמוס, אמר, אנחנו נדסקילה, איך אני אשכח עשו, שאני לא אוהב, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we couldn't learn it out that beings came in because of Baal. Because I could say, if not for the process of Beulah's Baal, I could say that Baal means Adun Kadi Zodabo. Master Rabbi Mamu, Dinara Mosom Ahem, still in Shazo. He died with the boy of Bully, he died with the little boy, like Rumu. הוא רבון כאן דבי משכח עצו, כי שבו לא אורו שלו יתדעו. זאת, אומר לבי עד כאן הוא תדעו רבון על האחר, אבל באו דו חכם בו שבדעו כאו שבו לו, מה היא תתעני בו אני לרשו די יפסו? כולו מסכיר, סבב אם אני, לא מי שיסו את מלכם, אומר רב נחם בי יפסו, משכח עצו, כי שקיד של משטר, והוא בגינו הוא מייצי, גינו הוא מה. So, now wait, because Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn out to be a famu baal, but only famu baal's baal. But without the process of baal's baal, I wouldn't know that there is such a thing as to be. But why couldn't I know on the basis of the process of baal? Because I could say, if the Torah didn't write baal's baal, I could say that baal means the Kaddish word of God. So then the boy asks, can he hold the boy? So Nara, how can Nara also visualize? Monisha. So the mother says, it could be visualized in the case of Kitcha Bishta. Of Kitcha Bishta. So the Mele, she's not the Mulo. Not the Mulo. Now, and she's still a psula, and not a mulosa. So then the skill and not the chemistry. Amam says, the more here says, he teach a mishta, the more doesn't say, he teach a mishta. So it's a raya that dushi shta is the raya semamish. Like me. But keset not. Because if Dushi Shtar would also be like Kesef, so the Gemara could have said, can she teach up Shtar or the Kesef? Why did the Gemara say, can she teach up the Shtar? But that is the out who said just as Kesef is the out. Well, that's very strange. It's very strange. But this is out there. Chasson, the Rambam doesn't mean that Kesef is Rambam. The Rambam says the fear is in there, there's a fear of skill. But it's a special category of the rice, because it's not implicit in the traditional meaning. So Hekesh is not implicit in the traditional meaning. What the shock? I didn't discuss it, because I was waiting for this period. I mean, no one says that. But I thought of something, you know. We say every day, we say, the Braisa from Ishmael, the Yudim Yiddish Atem Rashi. I mean, the clothing of the Yiddish Atem Rashi Ben is a field by itself. It's a field by itself. I mean, it's so extensive. There's so many clothing in Rashi. So, the Shish and Kunzi, this is discusses all these things. But if you go through the English Atel Rashi, if you find Hekesh there, Hekesh is not. And if you show that the Chimer, Chalukah, holding us, Hekesh is not finished. That's about Hekesh. And the Shmuel says to the English, Shatel Rashi, so why do you teach it? So naturally, the high level of understanding, or the pricing of understanding, they don't mean it. So as the question, from which you should come as the question, and they all give one text, what is the text? guarantees that when Rabbi Shmuel enumerates Sira Shoveh, so Hekish is also included. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. I will read it to Sira. Hekish is Hekish and Shoveh is Shoveh. Sira Shoveh means to find the same word here and there. And Hekish means there is a juxtaposition, there is a smichus. Makish Abayim is here. What's the equation between what Shane said? We can't ask any questions. But I think that the Rambam will be the Rambam will be. Now, there is also a price of the Blessed Nation of Israel. You'll find it in the Norris Brochets. So you'll find it. So the price of Ishmael and the price of the Blessed of Michelin is the price of the Blessed of Michelin is really, instead of saying you mean it's a fairly precious, so it says not you mean it's a fairly precious, but one brings it. And to find certain meters in the price of the Blessed of Michelin is really, that you don't find in the price of Ishmael and vice versa, you find Yudas in the price of Ishmael that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Mishael Zagun, and you find in the Rabbi Mishael Zagun that you don't find in the price of Rabbi Mishael. So again, Rabbi Mishael Zagun says that question. So he says, the leaders of the Blessed of Michelin is actually anachronous. They are techniques. Techniques rules how to interpret the Torah. How to interpret the Torah. For example, one of the leaders is that in being and Ksuvi, not for, but in being and Ksuvi, are leaders in Moshe. We are how to our Shinema. By giving the motion. So doesn't mean it's not to be understood in Judaism. It means it's a metaphor. The 18 is a metaphor. It represents the shrouding. Not the trees and the combination. But the shrouding assembly. Now this is not something that is muscle of every Jew or Jewess who studies now and comes to that parasha, that period in Chaitin, for they hold for 18 has to interpret metaphorically, allegorically, not literally. So it's not needed in the sense of your Yalkuzes that are muscle to Tanoim and Moim Chachmakavoy and not to anyone else. Yeri Shemi, even if it's a title in the Rif, the Rambam, the Rambam. But it's muscle to everybody. He said, Kalachina is mentioned in the Raisa from Ishmael and Kalachina is mentioned in the Raisa of the Bernabeu. I mentioned that several times. There are two types of Kalachina. There's a Kalachina of logic. Kalachina of logic, that's logic. So every student of Torah so can apply it. If it's based upon logic. But the Kalachina of Yalkuset, that's muscle to Chachma Maseira. It's a Kalachina of Nai, and Mishmuel says, so he mentions, Samuele, the Rambam would say that there was a basic distinction between the Yidin Yiddish Afir Kashifet like Kalchimen or Shove. Even though they're a Shove, it's even in the Atzme, it has to be based on like a whole mission tonight. But it's still not in Kalchimen at all. It's not like implicit in Kalchimen. The fact that it's deduced through Hekesh makes it on the same level as it is implicit in Kalchimen. Because the fact, well, first, of course, we know that the Torah is Midrash through Sniros. Of course, that too is more so to the Tanoim and the Amoraim, not us. But once the Chachmei HaKabbalah have discovered the significance and the remes of this juxtaposition between one parsha and another, between one parsha and another, so that's considered as if it had been explicitly mentioned. Dushisha is used to the Hekesh of Yotzal Hoysa. So that's considered like the Raisi Gomo. Raisi Gomo. And what Dushisha is the Ashok Meichat Yisef. So he mentioned this Raisi. Because the Mora here says, how do we visualize Nara Moso? One of the Dushisha of Dushisha. So then she's not Ipsura, so she's Ibula. So the Gemara says, in the case of Dushisha, like the Gemara says in the case of Jesus, there's a few skillet. I mean, there is a few skillet from the also, but the Gemara wanted to mention, the Gemara mentioned, the Raitse Gomo, not, there are two levels of the Raitse. The Raisa that are implicit in the Shishonko and the Raisa that are implicit in the English to the vision of the Russia there. So the Lord wanted to visualize it in the connection with something that is the Raisa Gomo. The Raisa Gomo. So later the Lord mentioned the Shishan, there's a chat in the series. So in other words, there is a similarity. The Shikha Saramba and the Shikha the Marid. But the Marid distinguishes between Kalachim and Zereshavet. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Kalachim and Zereshavet. And according to the Rambam, so Kalachim and Zereshavet and all the Pantaklaw, you see all these Roshes, the Dinamides, and the Price of the Shmuel mentioned, are the same level. The same level. But Hekesh, from the Shmuel doesn't mention, because that's of a higher level. Higher level in the sense, I don't mean Chesed Shalom higher level. I mean higher level in the sense that's considered like the Raisa of that is implicit in the tradition. So it is similar to the Shikhe of the Mari, but the Mari considers the Shodah also the equivalent of being explicit or implicit in the tradition, because it's based on a Kabbalah Mishne Sinai. And according to the Rambam, no, Zereshoveh and Zereshoveh is like Kalachimah and Kalachimah. Even though Zereshoveh requires a Kabbalah Mishne Sinai, it's not considered the equivalent of the tradition. Mashiach in Hekesh, which is grounded in the sneers of one process to the other, that's considered like explicit or implicit in the tradition. Mam tane di poli kawe di rebe, di rabbi yisiye. Und manchmal fahren wir wieder der Bärenblitz an, nur in der Maschine. Die Trügerleute, das ist es. Die anderen sind aber mit Hobby, jeglich. Rebbe learns out from the posse, in the world of the ele und nieder, wenn nieder geschehen, der linke Lachen ist nach jetzt geschehen. Und von mir sagen, nur in Rabakide sehr schön, because they learn out another drosche, from the world of the ele. But, so they don't have any there's a kosu, that linke Lachen ist nach jetzt geschehen, some ele, they are jetzt geschehen. Yeah, what's Rabbi Sadu? Rabbi Sadu, he can do. We go to Bele. We go to Bele, we also have a little who want to be made. So, before, the Torah says, "O Yidei Deil, Yidei Nigolenu, Yishepsoni, Yishpati, Golenu, Yisibayoni, Yidila." And then the Torah says, "O Yidei Deil, Yotza Mishachayei, Yohu, Bona Bik." O Yidei Deil, Rabbi Tanilei Mei, Deil El Yishicho, Yishoko El Yishibu. So, according to Rabbi Yisrael, really, if you call every next of King Riddins, the Ebedibri Anikalakum, then the Ebedibri Anikalakum goes through the country of the Chayim Bomo. But suppose this stranger, Madikore, not next of King, redeems him from the Akum, so then he becomes the master of the heretofore Ebed of the Akum. The Eile. Tani lo ingoyo beile, rabbi zene, beile li shicho, vishoko li shibu, rabakide ime, he says just the reverse, beile li shibu, vishoko li shicho, just the reverse, that when the next of king redeems the Eved from the Akum, so when the next of king, then the next of king becomes the master. But if his stranger redeems, then he goes out with all together. My time is Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, who says, Deil Yishicho, if it's Nigal of the craving, so he goes free. No, but if his stranger redeems, so then he becomes the master of the earth. Omako in Goyo Bele Elobiachel Vyotso Vishasayeideo. Because what's the pshat of us? In Goyo Bele, he will not be redeemed by trade, but by strangers. So then he has to serve whom? The stranger who redeemed him until the evil year. Rabbi Kibbe, he explains the passage in Goyel Elobeile of the trading. So then the Yotzei Shasayim. But if the Goyel is by strangers, then he goes out free altogether. He doesn't have to wait till the Shasayim. Now, here, we have two Yotzeis. One Yotzei is for the Bisa Agur. But that's Kirsi strange. Then it says on the margin, Yuscha Cheres, the Rabaki. That is not strange. That's very similar. The Rabaki, so let's go over it. According to the Kirsi that is mentioned on the margin, the Rabaki, the Elobelitzi, the question is, the Rabaki, it's Kashi against Rabaki. How does Rabaki explain the first? In Rigoyo Deir. להיות חמישה חיים והוא בנפים בהם, דימוי גוי לא לבהיר. But it all says, דימוי גוי לבהיר. And בהיר means דיילים ודיילים. What was mentioned in the previous psukim, the previous verse, Dei ben Dei Dei. So how can you explain it? The Yumi Goyal Elbeil, but the Torah doesn't say Yumi Goyal Elbeil. The Torah says Yumi Goyal Be'ele, not Elbeil. There's the Gemara Skashe and Rav Akiva. In other words, the Gemara is reading the Kashe against Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva, you are difficult. Mide, Elbeil, let's see. How can you explain it? Elevate when the Torah says you may go there. So in other words, the interpretation made by Rabbi Yisrael seems to be the reasonable interpretation of the expression you may go there. So the pshat is the Rabbi Akiva. It's difficult. Me the elevate. Elevate on. They will be made in the land only. Zegulas Kaimim. Oy Sigo Yodei Zegulas Hatsme. Vinigal Zugulas Acheim. Again, say Abdul Sova. So in the previous crossing, so three gulas are mentioned. One gula by the extra king, David Ben Deide. The other gula by himself, the Ebet, and the Ebet himself gives money to release him. And the Nigal is reference to Gula Bayachir. So they said in the Savana, one thing is clear. When the Eved himself gives the money, then he is a hero. No one is going to become his master when he gives the money. Then he'll work for himself, that means he'll be the hero. He'll be Israel. The question is, how about David and David who are slaving or the Nigal? David and David are enemy ship, sorry, not for enemies, but not the Nigal. Is that involved Shibut or Chir? So, again, say, I'm doing so far, Mikro Midrash Lifono. Now the Gulas Chayim is mentioned the first day, and Gulas Atzmei is mentioned in the middle, and Gulas Achirim is mentioned in the end. So Rabbi Yisagul Yisoa says that Gulas Atzmei who is in Lameis, because there we know that he hates Achirim, is in Lameis and the expression that is written above Lifono. So just as Gulas Hatzmei means Chayus Mamesh, so Gulas Chayim that is written above, Lifono, also means Chayus Mamesh. Mashayim ki Gulas Chayim. So he's not Lomit from Gulas Hatzmei. Only the Lifono is Lomit from Gulas Hatzmei. But the Leachov is not Lomit from Gulas Hatzmei. That's Rabbi Yisagul. Shodi Gulas Chayim HaGulas Hatzme. That Gulas Hatzme is Milamit and Gulas Chayim. Ma Gulas Hat Mishichu, Ma Gulas Chayim Mishichu. Ma Shein Kein Lachim of Yisrat Milamit. So that's a Shibut. That Rakim Eim Eim Mikon Yedash Lacho. Shodi Gulas Chayim HaGulas Hatzme. Ma Gulas Hat Mishichu, Ma Gulas Chayim Mishichu. מה שאין כאילו הסחייבים, זו דרס בישיבות, נו הצידרה שאין. להיות זו משנסה יאי ואילו, מאיסי אחר שיקולום וחוב עם הומה, גואלי שיר, שוק או אדום, משתה בגלל. ימיד על סגול הסחייבים, ולמת חושק עולם בישראל, גאה עלי מיד לתחובים, ולתחובים יוכל להגיב לו, ולתחובים שתחה שתינה, כותבים דאבל. אז יהי שיצוב עמית חולית השלפונו. ולסס לפתאום דאבל נשיחו, ולמרס על שום פוליס, ולרגי שאין מלמרס על גלס קרנים, שירי פניהו, ומקרא נדרש ללמד נדרש, ללמד על שליפונו והכוסו ומיילו ממנו, שבסכים הגולס עצמי, והמימן שמנד על שליפונו, את הגולסים לא מדי מגולס עצמי הקשור האחר, או להכווה קשור למטה ממנו, וגם גולס עצמי המדי על אחר, עלמי, לא מוד גולס אחר, גולס עצמי. היא הוכה, והיא לא מוריד. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Aguilar and Rabbi Akiva, so we dash from there, a certain question. So in other words, Be'ile implies this is the chaos, but other gule is the shit. The question is whether it means Be'ile as reference to gulas chaim or it's reference to gulas achir. But the Be'ile is mentioned in order to advise us the certain gules affect chilus mamesh and certain gules affect not chilus mamesh but chilus from the akum and chibut by the one who is here. Sorry. But if you say the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Aguri and Rabbi Akiva is on the question whether shalom lefonom shalom la'akum, so the Torah didn't have to say they were all together. The Torah should say, Vim lo yigoyel, the Torah should say, Vim lo yigoyel, V'yotso mishasayeyel, who bonomine? And then Rabbi Sahil would say, Nikon nidash lefono, so mele, the gulas atzme, which is mentioned in the middle, in prosik, in prosik and test, is melame al lefono, and the problem of the king is melame lelacho. So why does the Torah have to say Be'ile? Yoch Be'ile Omri. So the Torah is the Torah. Ila Be'ile Havamine Mikro Nidrash Be'ile Lifono Be'ile Yacho V'hake Lishichu. No, the Torah has to say Be'ile Goy Be'ile. Because if the Torah had said, Vinway Boy, the Yotam Shadayego Ramine, I would say, Mikro Nidrash Lifono Gula. So both from this Aguili and Kavakir would say that regardless whether the Gula is made by next of kin or by strange people, by the Cheki, so he's Yetzir Chayos Gong. He's Yetzir Chayos Gong. How the Torah says, we go to Be'ile, so that emphasizes that in other words, only Be'ile, so then he has to serve until the evening. But if the Guru is made others than Be'ile, so then it's not, then he's Yisrael Chedesh Gomo, he doesn't even have to serve until the evening. You are the one who said you were from Lacho Bako Shecho. Oh, now the Rashi. Haba mine, haba hashli chsid bele, lema shi yishchu, bine ila lachere, lema kid yisle, lema kid yisle. So you know, I saw the kashe, yoche, odokushe liduchte, against Rabba Akiva. So how does Rabbi Akiva say that the pshat in Be'ile is Elo Be'ile? The Torah doesn't say Elo Be'ile. The Torah says, when we go to Be'ile, when we go to Be'ile, not Elo Be'ile. Elo Bisvoi Kondi. Aber sie reicht ihr, also die Augen, die ist von der Flach. Was ist das? Wo 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 Aber nun die Erde wird kalter. So wie ich sage, wie ich an die Bessere auf Svore sehe, dass Gulas Achillin hässt die Bille Schimmel. Die Achillin, who are giving money to the Akum, to release them from the Akum, they deserve to be bestabelt in there until the Evil. Why? Because if you be to the Chilus, the Gamre, so then they will not be induced to pay money. Why should they pay money? I mean, they are not such high priests. Pay money is a lot of money. So in order to supply inducement to strange people, so that they would be willing to pay money in order to release the enemy from the Akron, so it was necessary for the Torah to give them shibut in the air. Then they'll become loose. They'll become motivated in doing it. So they'll spend a lot of money. That's a big machine in the next of kin. They are devoted to their relative anyway. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to supply an inducement to them. A minimal power to it. Der Rakete Saba, die Stabre, und das Fehlen in Schirut, die Arme von Schirchu, Kogeme wie Eime, Osum, als bin Abschei. Es ist Stabre, that when craving give money, so then they should have the right to be Stabre. Because if they wouldn't have the right, now if he is not such a wonderful person that I read, so will exploit the devotion of his audience and will constantly sell himself to the hobby and then relying on the devotion of his relatives, of his next of kin. So in order to preclude this kind of exploitation, so the Torah said that if the next of kin redeems him, then he is entitled to be established in him until the end. Alright, now the Rashi. That would be smart, please. Kalima, if so, and I be like, I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house, that would be smart, please. Like a disagree, that would be smart, please. I be like, I'm going to go to the house, Name bei Rukroxide. Now, so both, now we're only saying that both, Rabbi Yitzchak Agrili, and Rav Akiva explained the possible when we go to Beile, Mamesh, Kimashmoy, not when we go to El Beile. Because the Torah said, when we go to Beile, not El Beile. But the question is, what kind, to whom does Eile refer? If he will not be redeemed by them, then the Torah, with them, now in the previous passage, two kinds of parties are mentioned. Three kinds of parties, all right. But one is certainly, one is Gulas Atzmus. But the other two parties, so is craving or strangers. So alien by them has reference to the craving or to the strangers. That's the Machlokes between Rabbi Agili and Rabbi. So Rabbi Agili holds Ele the pronoun Ele, then it will not be given by them then refers to the next of kin. So then, in other words, he will not be written by the next of kin, but by whom? By stranger. Then he will serve until the Kortavative, then the pronoun Melech, then his reference to the stranger. If he will not be redeemed by the strangers, but by whom? But by the next of kin, then he'll have to serve until the end. But both, Rabbi Agili and Kabakibe, Darshan the posse of the posse of Rabbi Bela in the sense, in how about the Gyosa that is mentioned in our text? The Rabbi Agui need the elevability. So it seems very strange. It involves Kashi. So I think, I think that according to the Gyosa in our text, not the Rabbi Akiva need the elevability. Then it's more. But the Rabbi Sagui need to elevate it, see. So it's not that the Gemara is asking the Kasha. But like the Rosh Hashanah Vidoch, what does it mean? The Gemara is asking the Kasha. Vidoch. But the Gemara means the Vidoch, the Arakan, the Blazer, the Tamar. What does he say? So here too, not the Rabbi Sagui, if we are doing this Rabbi Akiva, then the Gemara. The Makshin is directing his kasha against Rabbi Akiva. But if we are Gerus or disagree, so the Makshin, the Gemara, is not directing, addressing himself against Rabbi Yisagri. But he says, the Rabbi Yisagri, what does Rabbi Yisagri say? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisagri is answering. Rabbi Akiva, in other words, not that according to the Gilson, the Rabbi Akiva, so Midelability is the expression used by the Gemara, the match. But according to the Gilson, the Rabbi Akiva, so it's not the match who says Midelability, but Rabbi Akiva, that's a quotation from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Sagui, what does he say? Midel Belitzi! Not the Makshi is saying it, but Rabbi Sagui is saying it to Rabbi Akiva. How do you say Elabele? Midel Belitzi! Rabbi Sagui himself is saying Elabele. Of course, Pashis Aloshim is better, according to the Gilsa of Rabbi Akiva. So then, is the Loshim of the match. But according to Gilson Rabbi Sagui, Sigmund says, Rabbi Sagui, what does Rabbi Sagui say to Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Sagui's response to Rabbi Akiva's interpretation of Mibur Abel? So Gimoy gives the Teres. Midal Abelaxi, Rabbi Sagui says to Rabbi Akiva, is it written Elabele? It's written Bele. Not Elabele. All right, now, let's see the cases. Uma mishin da beyle yitzi mishayish. Vinti masur akuz yechia. Shin da beyle yitzi mishayish. Ata mi obi mishal yukhobim, nachnam mikhamon, obi dikhoch en eber, lisod, mishal lehebe. nicht immer nicht und nicht, ach, mal so, der ist ein Jeter bis Sonnen, wach ein Jeter bis Schäste und ich glaube, ich habe ihn, Schäte in diese Sonnen, auch die Dienung Schäte, die Schäte, das ist du, es bringt. Oh, this is it. It is complicated. You know, this is very complicated. You know, this is really need a elevator. So there's not a deal. You see, so far we have seen two deals. And one is, you know, this is really need a elevator, see? And the other deal, say, which is the smooth deal, say, that is written on the margin. There are a key that need a elevator, see? But there is a third deal. The Rabbi Sa'aduri, the Gemara is asking the Kasha against Rabbi Sa'aduri. The Rabbi Sa'aduri, you are different from Rabbi Sa'aduri. Meet the Elabachatzi. It's strange, because Kasha's Haloshin is, the Gemara of the Elabachat, I mean, that's the literal contention. Rabbi Sa'aduri, meet the Elabachatzi. In other words, that the Makshin is directly addressing himself against Rabbi Sa'aduri. How do you, Rabbi Sa'aduri, say, you go to Baal Elabachet? Is it true from Elabachet? But that's difficult. Because according to the open text of the Mora, so both of these Adur and Rabakite say, the Nigoyo Bele, but by somebody else. But the question is, who is Bele? So according to this Aduri, in Nigoyo Bele, Elabacha means, in Nigoyo Betray, in Elab Betrayki. And Rabakite, in Nigoyo Bele means, in Nigoyo Betrayki, in Elab Betrayki. So the Lashon HaShemem is, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that Bein, Rabbi Sa'aduri, Bein Rabbi Akiva, they both interpret the Goyal Beile in the sense, the Goyal Beile Elabach, but according to Rabbi Sa'aduri, it means, the Goyal Beile betraying Elab Yerchaiki, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Goyal Beile betraying Elab Yerchaiki. But it means, the final analysis, Elabach, So you can still have the same kasha, media lebachatzi, but it's no kasha, because that's the prima shmoyet. So, what is the mores? Or is from the kasha? Nira l'aram, yohakush, media lebachatzi, ki di vaya ekvala lo mikredi, minole lele nisa aguri, di bishoko lo mishibu, diomo kredi ni motel nifrike, avo achere ni motel nifrike, A few in Shibu. So maybe the chat in the party, if you go to Baile, if he is not in the Odi training, then he has to serve the Akum till the end. He has to serve the Akum until the end. And anybody other than the training cannot redeem, period. The pronoun, it will not be redeemed by them. Who is that? The craving. The rapakiri soba, beile, lachemin, the rechemki. The shabbin bow, in this rapakiri dai beile. Ilachili, Ulishiko, here come a little of a king, Bailey Shibut, Abra Behavu Neima, Bailey Hanachili Mishiko. He shrim out with the Rabbi Sa'aduri, come up with a mash at the call of Bailey, and he's ready to ship. We have it now in the morning. Now, so you go in the morning. Omar Afriye Barabe, Omar Abhikaren, Zudi Rabisi Aguri Rabaki, Abo Kahomi Mimri Hakirishi. So, in other words, there's a machlokes between Rabisi Aguri and Rabaki. Rabisi Aguri says that if trading with him, so then it's a chaos on. If the chaking with him, they become the masters of them. And Rabbi Akiva says the reverse. If the chaking with him, so then it's a chaos on. And if trading with him, then they become the masters. They become the masters. The masters. So that's how we say we're not going to do it. But how we say, regardless who is the redeemer, whether Chayim or Chayim, or Yitz or Chayos, but Man Chachom Rabbi, he mocked with the high day with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. The veil of the Nidal, the Nidal, the shapes, the Nidal Akhmi, not the Yitz of the shapes. The Melee, they hold, and the Mikro Nidrash Bailey from a Bailey Lacho. So it's equal to Chilz Bomo, regardless whether the Redeemer is the Korah or the Rocha. The Rebbe, Hai Viyotza Vishnatayei Veil, Hai Viyotza Vishnatayei Veil, Hai Viyotza Vishnatayei Veil, Mai, of the Veil. Now, Rebbe learns out from the Nidrash Bailey, the Galile, so Beilo Nigal, the Nigal Bishayich. So, what was he? So, the Yod Bishatayeve, my own way. Now, so Tesis says, the Rebbe Hadrish to be my own way, boil in my own way. To be boiling, she eats in the Hadim of Malayeva. El Hoche boy, and my Yod Bishatayeve, to exceed the Kwachinash Nasayeve. So this is superfluous. So this is superfluous. So Bishwine Kontrabisi Aguilin Kabakibe. So Yosef Shasayebe tells us that only in the case of Gulas Achelin, Gulas Lechekin, the Kontrabisi Aguilin, so yes, to serve to Yebe. But in the case of Gulas Lechekin, he goes free right now. And Rabakibe just reversed. But according to Rebbe, why did the Torah say if he able to tell us that he's Yitzhak? According to Rebbe, so Vinri Goyal means, Vinri Goyal Bela means, Bein al Bechayim, Bein al Chayim, Nir al Chayim, No Bechayim Ledim. So then he has to work for the Yitzchokim till the end. That's already mentioned. So why did the Torah have to say again, you said it? You bring my own version of the Holy Hayyu. Now, how boy am I not the Hayyu? But see the question of the Hayyu. Now, boy of the time, you're to be Shatayim, the Hayyu. The Hayyu, the Holy Shesh, the Tahasir, the Echo, or the Hayyu, the Holy Shesh, the Tahasir, the Echo, I'm going to be my Shalaskar, and I was not that day, or the Holy Shesh, the Tahasir, the Echo. Met Rochaf of the Holy Tanjadeho, who will go to the Stabu Piaye, the Atrashoi Lobby of Baki. In other words, we have to deal with him honestly and not to manipulate, you know, and to confuse and mix him up so that he'll think that the Holy will think that he really is entitled to go out. In other words, Gezla Akim Zosa. Even if he's Kodesh Lachatzim. Now, there is no time to learn the details. But for tomorrow, should go over the Gemara of the Kama about Ger Lachum HaFesim. That in itself is very complicated. the Mishnah that if you do on the Aleph, imperative Moim Adidas Hamukhsi, Moim Kishal Gaboye, and then the Sukhi of the Umore, up to the two dots, up to Amin, Tanya Rapid of the Yoya, but you should also go by this member of Rapid of the Yoya. Do not give Sheish to Hashem after all the Yosef. Up to Atua of Yosef. Up to Atua of Yosef. And in order to simplify it, if you go over in the Rambam, there is a very long tshuva from the time of Rosina to the Kapula Rov of Yomdek. I think about this Rambam. Now the Rambam in connection with Madriya Samar. Now the Rambam says here one thing, that everything Torah should be Zoyah, so that they would be, so the Chilashens would be reduced to minimum. The Rambam says that if somebody invades the taxes, so then he's a Gazan. Gazan money. If he doesn't pay the right income tax, so he's a Gazan. The Rambam is Perkei Mihilches Zile Vardeide Halocha Tesvon. Halocha Tesvon. The Rambam does not refer to the American income tax. He refers to the taxes that were levied by the sinning soil upon the Jews. Not to mention of the American income. And then, she samachtes, Cheshmishke, Sivo, the Mechaber and Ramo, and just looking to the Be'er Avot. In the Machlokes between the Ramo and the Be'er Avot. It all has to do with Havrah HaSamech. And also, you should look up in Cheshmishto, Simen Reish Be'er. Reish Gimel, Sivbeis, no, Sivala, the Agoyes Hamor, the Yisroel Shoyachayav Reakum, Umeis, in the Nakum Leben Mize, in Chayav Ufri Aliyashu, that's the Mordechai in our study, in our study. So the Mordechai says, in the name of the Rav Yom, in the Ramo Paschum, if let's say a Yisrael borrowed $8,000 from any chum, and then the chovim died, and he left the Yisrael, and Akum Yerush is only about Tehill. So if the son knows about it, and the soil doesn't pay out the debt to the son, then he's a gazer. But if he doesn't know, then he's not a gazer. By his claim, he doesn't know he's a gazer. But by Akum, there's a difference.
Shir Mem Aleph and Kedushin by the Shishua Yudal Tzivan Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, June 3rd, 1985, on Monday.
In other words, to manipulate, to release before them. Then came out, take away the sea, the fish up in the nail, the fish up in the nail, the shas in the nail, arch nas, and he will be with home chin that the echo, one time. Because the Gemara says in the Kamek, That the Nakum, that is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Zeru Asa. And the Apostle Paul, Yosef Shazayim tells us the Tivna Nakum, that is Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Zeru Asa. Here is the Abba Dab, the Tzidu Chishat Mekadeh, the Dashim Oishi, the Dagdi Hikimei, the Yechisawa, the Abba Pishayim Tahashadeho. So how can we say sometimes you can outsmart him, you know, outwit him, yeah, and he will act as if you know that he is really very accurate. And the Akum is making a mistake. So that's what the Apostle tells us, we're not allowed to do. Vim Tema, Ibe Yitzchon Shesh Tachashe Becho Mashayach Eidah. We normally not a big Ufah. That's a very strange question. Because in Jesu, what do you mean normally big Ufah? So I mean, because Jesu is also, what can we catch the same set? What can you catch with this head? Then they did the terrace, which Luna has an author, she is holding the Pia Hollow, and those are the ways of Neha Rufay, who are constant washing the evil, she told them that. What kind of talk is that? The cashing is strange. And the terrace is also strange. What is this he say here? What can you catch with this head? He says, yes, it has a demon. So why is this? How can the Torah say that we're not allowed to govern? Because the Torah says we're not allowed to govern, so it's difficult to understand. You are kind of detaching. But if you look over the before and the taste of Soros, so you will see that what Jesus means is, I'll leave it among the Oma, the Gezel Akum is good, because there is a Machoikis in Gimor, where the Gezel Akum is in the Torah, Gezel Akum is in the Gosa. So, Bishwane, but Kol Mandoma Gedlakim is not there. What's the pshat in the Torah of the fish in Geneo? Yotam Shasayede, Gedlakim is not there. So why should by the Dibri be Osir? He's the Teretz. We want to be a cloud. Gedlakim is not there. In the Teres, the Ishlema, the Rochel, the Chodim, but two Akko, the Nosan, the Boy, the Sal, the Mecha, the Dukhei, the Akkos of Lashmi, the Ito, the Tzor of Udar. Because the Akum rely on it. So it's mutter, so he needs to rely on it. And what does Jesus mean? That if he didn't rely on him, then Gezel Akum is mutter, but only when he relies on it. Where is the Halacha mentioned? Now, let's see. A similar kasha is raised by Tesis in Bonitie and by Tesis in Chayos. And let's see what Tesis says in Chayos and Bonitie. He's working, so he has the right to eat. Let's say he's doing some work in the processing of the food. So, in the course of his work, he's allowed to eat from the crop in which he does work. That's the pshat in the process. So the modern Messiah said, "We carry the apple." So that means the apple, we carry the apple, the root, we carry the apple. Now there is a machlokes between the Rashi and the Ritva in the pshat in this verse, carrying the apple, the root, we carry the apple. Rashi says, because the Torah can put, they'll carry the holy city. So the payout has the right there on the spot to eat from the crop. But to put in, let's say, some apples or some fruit into his basket and take it home and eat it at home, that is not allowed. That's the pshat of the chemical. So the Gemara says, he's already become the apple. And then the Torah can put the chemical is eaten. That is the reach of the Lishalako, only if he works in the Lishus, if he works for the Balabayis, his oil. So then the payer is not allowed to put the same food that he is allowed to eat there to put it in the basket. But if he works for a hobby, so then the same food, instead of eating it the right there on the spot, he can put it in the basket. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ritva, Yishevukubet says, the pshat is simple. In other words, not that it relates to Melchior policy, but he said the Melchior also yet is supposed a right to eat. So only in the, if you work for a soil, you have a right to eat. But if you work for an apple, you don't have a right to eat. That's the pshat according to the Ritva. All right. So the Gemara is a kasha. Now let's say according to Rashi. How do you use the Gemara? I'm most ashamed of explaining the Gemara like Rashi, not like that. Here you have a mandor ma gezlach in mos. How do you use the Gemara? You use the Gemara. El mandor ma gezlach in mutea. Ask the Gemara mutea. Pale in mos. Pale in boy. So the more asikashe, in other words, Bishwein Mandoma with Gezel Mahakun is Osea. So we understand as to why the Torah has to mention that some of the other Reacho, the Rishalakun, that by Shalakun, so you are even allowed to put it in your basket. When do we say I'll carry the holy seat in the basket now? That's Bikyan Mayak. But if you work for a hobby, so you are even allowed to put it in your kale, in your basket. Or if Mandola with Gezlaku is Mutel, why do you need this special dose of person that you are allowed to put it in the basket, in the wild without the Akum? Also, so I mean, so why that kale? Putting it in the basket here by pair. Just the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Moichu lo b'kerem ayachol v'lo yishal hegdesh." V'lo yishal hegdesh. So according to Mandoma, the Bachman Mutar, so the Ayachol comes to tell us that if pair works for hegdesh, he's not allowed to eat. So that. then the pshat is, even according to Rashi, like the pshat of the Ritva. You see, the Machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva is in respect to Akhav. But in respect to Hekdesh, everybody agrees that the pshat is like, this is Rashi's pshat and this is Tate's pshat. Most of the Ritva explains the difference. Why is the Ritva explained differently? Because when Gemara says, we shall Hekdesh, there it means that by Hekdesh, he doesn't have the right to eat. So why is the Rosh Hashanah should also have the same meaning? Oh, so how does the Ritva explain the Gemara's kasha? Ki yichel yom yoma. Yes, laku zosa. So the mele, if yes, laku zosa, I don't know, I'll do the Ritva. Why then is that? Why should an Akhum be more humble than Israel? If the Torah gave a schuss to the Jew to eat of the Israelites, why should he have the same schuss to eat of an Akhum? The answer is because the Akhum is not in the Torah of the Jews at all. So, but according to one of the Akhum is in there, how can the Torah say, you're not allowed to eat, you're allowed to gather? Even if he hadn't been paid, he would be allowed to go. So the fact that he's a payout makes him go up. So the Gemara says, according to that mandala, it's Riyach of the Rishon. That's the Gemara. Now, so he says, that's the Kasha. Now, so one thing I want to point out. The Kasha says, he is from mandala. Get lacking is also. Everyone knows it's lacking with a mighty name. So, as she says, Pierce the Kunfest is with Kaye Bagizoma. Where is the Machlekes when the lacking is also? Or the lacking is not there. The Machlekes is in a Gizoma. That could be in. The Kashi, you also have to know, we show at first all Rosset, about Zil and Mamish, maybe Kula on the Rosset. There the Machlokes is, but of course, of course, but Gezel Mamesh, everybody there admits that it's us. So, and here the Gemara means Gezel Mamesh, because here we're talking about taking away, let's say, food that he works out. You know. So it's Gezel Mamesh. Elinor, it would finally come on the Amkabe, he can be sure it's Gezel Mamesh. The Machlekes is Namkabo Dach Kufila, alright? Yes?
Could
have been called Slaikbring Vishnu. Vishnu Nandoma Gezlakum is also Miche. Miche. So the Torah says that inasmuch as you are not allowed to cast an Akum, but by his oil he has a schus, so it's not Gezel. But by Akum he doesn't have this schus. Something really is Gezel. But the Kohen Mandoma Gezel Akum is Muter, truly doesn't have the schus. So without schusim, he's allowed to gather. Yeah. Vim Tema, Vim Mandoma Gezel Akum Muter, my ordinary record of the Fishak in Kenei. In the Ashino Magibu Basper, in Dagbe in Kenei, Shavadigu in all over the other one, Bakiti, Vigorash Nerosom, the Gezlach Mosa. The letter in the name of this theory, the choir, the children, the people, the Atmon, the King of the Kamar called the Eight to be able, the Eight to be able, but the Akhim and the Hemlock. The same cash. What will we do with the process of the Fisha to Geneo? Oh, the Yotsu Misha Sayedo, I mean, it's making a difference. The Yesh Reina, the Hilche, the Niko, the Nike, Chilu Hashem, made the Yotsu. שעקוסים בוט החולות ולייסים לי כל סחורי והבא חיל להשם אם הוא יוצא בחזוק כדמיים. So the same character is here. But there are a few more words here. I mean, the same text as in Gushin, but here in Gomitsiya there are a few more words. Here in Gushin, he doesn't mention Kovashi. He says, And here he says the same thing, but he puts in the three extra words. The Ishlema, the Heicha, the Yitachil Hashem, maybe the Osa, Shakusi, the Teahalo, the Nasal, the Koshoi, the Habechil Hashem, in the Yitze, the Chazoki Kilmayim. So what is the Pshat in this? So it's obvious that the Pshat in this is in this. He is the same as he says in the Messiah. This is in Chayres, as the same cash. Chayres of Yidim. Kimandoma, of Yidim on the base. Gezel Akumuta, Pirish Akumtres, Plukte Bagizel Basta, Vichule Shmaitse de Hosom, Mucha Vyosa. Again, that has nothing to do with what first. Al Vosek Lili, Avo, Mifir Dalit Mises, Tanya Gezel Vigil, Gozo Vigona Vichil Fastea, Yisroel de Akumuta. There is a more in Sanhedrin in the Bryson that says, and Achbeneach is Musa and Gezel. So that is when Gezel, 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 in other words, he's not allowed to take a Fasteya from the Kamek. And he's oil, so there is a heta of Kibush Mokamek. But the whole being of Kibush Mokamek is Shayach to his oil, not in the Neach. So he's also. So he says, his oil be Akumuta. So in other words, so that's why I say, call to the Mandama, that Gezel Akum is Muta. Gezel Akum is Muta. Ulifere kam kabel namoma, chabu mishre, gzele isho akum, vichabu mishre eishke, gabere yachol v'yachich. Because there is one tane. Now, now, in Beishin, the Torah says, Loisashe kespeyacho de loisigze. Loisolim pulasoche ritchad beik. So the Torah says, Loisashe kespeyacho. Now we say, hey. That is pulasoche. Sashik sochil oni vehdi miachecho oi geicho asha vealtzecho bishorecho. So one time in Namkabel says, one time, now we have reyacho in Beishin is Sashik is reyacho, and here we have miachecho. So it's in Maitakum. It's in Maitakum. Now machecho is Maitakum, not the Beishon, because the Torah says, when Gilcha shall be outsecho bishorecho. So Gilcha shall be outsecho means Yatzeret. Bishorecho means Yatesha. So Meachecho is Maitaku. So why do we need two new things? Meachecho to be Maitaku. We sashik sochron in the Rebbe in Meachecho. And then we have another posse of the sashik is Reacho for the Sitze. To be Meachi Akum, so Chavri Mute Zilei, the Chavri Mute Eishke. So that is the Mandoma. That Tanin and Kabe is the Mandoma alone. That Akum is Muta, because he is Mimai Gezel also. From one posse, he is Mimai just Eishke, And from the other person, he is reminding, gave a marriage. So that's the mandoma, not the mandoma in Murakame. Because in Murakame, all the Tanoi agree that Gezo Mamish was. But Achlike is in regard to, of course, how was it? Machlike is in regard to, of course, how was it? So this is what Tisa said. Und der kann haben einer haben nicht so gut zu achten der haben nicht geist die aber ja aber war hier wie ein thema die der so akku wie geschaut hat sie die fisch am nehmen und die kleine ist da hat sie da von nicht steht die in der schon in die zeit und die schau die schon im schau war hier die schweina hey hat die nicht für ashen babios wie geschaut hey hat die nicht so nicht damit Die Gottes mit dem Bauliebe und die Kammer immer. Die Kammer immer. So that is what Jesus says in Peres, what Jesus says, what Jesus says in the Mitzir at the Zayt. So there Jesus mentions Chil Hashem. So now in Dushi also means, when he says here in Dushi, it's a Eich Hashem, 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 Hash